Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome to Fat Mascara. I'm Jess.
I'm Jen in the morning with a cold. Bear with me, guys. I sound a little scratchy.
There's some stuff going around. We have a very exciting episode today. What is on deck?
Okay, I'm not sure how to pronounce this. Sephoria.
Definitely not the last one.
Sephoria sounds like a disease.
Yeah, that
this is not a disease. It's a big beauty event you could buy tickets to. We're going to talk about it. It's all about Sephora comes to real life. Sephora IRL event. Mm-hmm. I don't know. Then Crayola has a makeup line. They dabbled here before, but I want to talk about it because I have fond memories of Crayola. Last but not least, go dig out the crimper that is in the bottom of your drawer. I have a way for you to use it. Hair tips with hot tools.
And our guest is the gorgeous, the inspiring Adir Abergel. He's a celebrity hairstylist and the creative director of Virtue Labs.
And he blew off Anne Hathaway to come be on Fat Mascara. So, Jess, you told me about this Sephoria thing. Sephoria. I can't say that word
Sephoria.
For some reason. What is
like
it?
Euphoria. Sephoria.
Oh my God, euphoria. Is it going to be euphoric? What is it?
If you are addicted to Sephora, like I feel like everyone, you know, who's like really obsessed with beauty is, it's constantly like, do you ever see on our Facebook group? It's like, I have $100 to Sephora. What should I buy? Like, I feel like Sephora has done a great job of building a culture of people who cannot get enough. Well, they've been doing this for 20 years. It's a 20th anniversary event.
Oh my God, this is making me feel old.
It is a highly immersive two-day beauty event. And they said there'll be high touch. This is all very PR language. Basically, it says high touch physical and digital experiences. That means basically you can get involved, and I'm sure there's a ton of Instagram potential.
So this is an event in October, right? In New York City, I'm guessing, or San Francisco?
It's in LA.
In LA.
It's
okay,
in LA.
That makes sense.
And there's going to be Sephora beauty advisors, media, influencers.
So is it like a beauty con kind of?
I wouldn't say it's like beauty con. This is really about like the brands that are carried at Sephora, that are loved at Sephora. If you're into Sephora, you know what's hot.
So, like, product is star instead of, like, YouTube influencers are stars.
You've got it. And you're going to have the opportunity, those who go, to, like, you know, see lots of new products, test drive them, find out, like, techniques. And I don't really think, and I've been to BeautyCon a few times, but it was really about the stars and then like the booths.
This will be about
second.
Get on hands on with the product.
Exactly.
Can I just say, I started my career in beauty after college. I mean, I worked in like, you know, retail before that at Sephora. And I remember when we had 16 Sephora stores, I could name them all, which malls they were in. And I used to like work on the merchandising and write copy because they were like putting up a website. We're going to sell products on a website.
On the web.
Yes, Sephora.com. And if I could go rewind the, you know, what is that, 19 years, 18 years, and be like, guess what's going to be happening in 20 years? I would never believe it.
I mean, Sephora has created.
We could barely keep things on the. Like, we used to wear black gloves in the store, and like, there was like a big piano of these like shower gels that were rainbow colors.
Oh, I remember that.
It was so franche, but they've done a good job of keeping it updated, and I'll be excited to go. We should go. We should go in.
I would love to go. Are you kidding?
So, do you hear that, Sephora? Like, let's do like a little collab situation. We'll be in LA in October. Call us.
I'm sure you guys want to know how to get tickets. They go on sale on the 21st of July, so you have some time to save up your shekels and, you know, block out your calendar. There's going to be three different ticket tier options.
Just give the website. What's the website? Oh, Sephora.com probably,
wouldn't that
right?
be helpful? Sephoria.com. Okay. So it's like Sephora with an I. And the price range is $99 to $449. So, you know, it's all about how immersed you want to be.
Immerse me. So one of the things that got me into the beauty industry is color, right?
Mm-hmm, sure.
Growing up, other than my fashion plates, which were these little like...
Fashion plates.
Do you know fashion plates?
Of course. Yeah. The rub them like...
Oh my God.
Scrub
them. For like a hot second, I was like, I'm going to be a fashion designer. And it was like a little... It was
Love
a little
those.
Toy with like plastic clothing, like paper doll clothing that had textures. And you would like rub out, that sounds weird, but rub out the girl's figure and then like put the texture behind and rub on that. And I
you
would
could change the outfit.
I would spend hours with that and a box, a 64 box of Crayola crayons.
Nothing less than 64.
And then I quickly moved on to like just doing the faces because like I'm a beauty girl. So when I saw, actually it was like last year, Crayola did a collaboration with Sally Hansen. I was like, okay, this is cute, but it felt very kiddie, you know?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
So more recently, they just launched a special limited edition with ASOS, which has been doing a lot of these beauty, like they're getting into the beauty world.
Yeah, for sure.
And I checked out the products and I'm like, I'm kind of obsessed. I don't think this is going to be like your go-to every day, like your CoverGirl, Maybelline, Charlotte Tilbury, NARS. But like,
the
what do you
products
think?
Are like little, they have a lot of little chubby sticks.
Like a crayon, like a grown-up crayon.
They're designed to be gender fluid, which is very much in keeping with the ASOS brand, I think. Very kind of modern and cool. And I mean, what I loved about playing with crayons was drawing with crayons is just like the sheer abundance of color. Like you're saying, 64, that sharpener sucked. I just have to say.
Oh, don't tell me you were like, oh, I had the 96 with the carrying case. Was that
no,
you?
No. I think
64 people.
64. And just seeing them all lined up. So this definitely like taps into something fun and childlike that I think is like, you know, we've been seeing a lot of that like unicorn trend and all this, but like this is, it's back to basics and it's so simple and it's so delicious. And they're like these little chubby sticks.
Yeah.
And that's so useful.
If you need like a little like pick me up for summer,
totally.
I'm saying, do
yeah,
it.
Really fun.
Yeah.
Jen, we got another TBT for you.
Throwback Thursday?
Throwback Thursday. We're recording this on a Tuesday, so it's a throwback Tuesday.
What is it?
I heard you talking about crimpers the other day.
Oh, you mean we've got crayons, we got crimpers.
Yeah, like what
we
else?
We got my job at Sephora 20
yes,
years ago.
Yes, exactly.
Okay,
I'm enjoying
so
this.
So Alex Engler, who I work with, one of her jobs at Marie Claire is she goes out into the streets in a different city every month and like interviews women about what they love about their look and, mm-hmm. you know, gets tips from them and things like that. And I love all the women. It's really cool. I never really learn new beauty tips, but one of the people she brought back this tip and I tried it and it is genius.
What is it?
So if you are one of those people that needs a little volume, I know a lot of girls that do back combing right on their crown.
Mm-hmm.
Back in the day, we used to do it and then we'd flip the hair over and it was like obvious. But I know a lot of women who still do it just to like add a little oomph.
Yeah.
But you're sort of knotting up the hair a little and I don't know. It doesn't always work and it doesn't always look natural. This woman's tip is take out your little crimper. Remember when you had a crimper?
Mine was yellow and pink.
Okay. Pull back the hair and just get that hair right at the crown. Just crimp like the inch or two at the roots. 1, 2, 3. Don't even have to do anything else. Then the rest of the hair goes back over top, like you didn't even see it. You don't even have to brush it. It adds that little angle, adds, I don't know, a good half inch of height.
And it's probably less hard on your hair than teasing.
In a very natural way, because the hair still moves and flows like regular hair.
Yes.
Whereas once hair has been teased at the root or back combed at the root, I think it has like a stiffness at the bottom even still. Like sure. It doesn't move around.
Yeah, for sure.
So if someone were to run their hands through your hair, they wouldn't even feel it, and you could still put your fingers through your hair, but it gives that height.
What a great genius use for a crimper.
So I tried it. You don't even need product, because in fact, crimpers are like hot, and they're like a little, like it gives a stiffness, like a almost like a starch spray from when you're ironing to the hair.
But it's a natural stiffness.
But it's not from, yeah.
I love that. I would use a heat protectant spray though first.
Good call.
Because it's, especially if you're going right to the root.
Some nice new virgin hair up there. Yeah, you don't want to ruin it.
Yes.
So if you have a crimper, would I buy a crimper just for this? I don't know, but maybe you still have one. Sometimes they have the interchangeable plates, a lot of the irons now. So give that a try if you're looking for more voluminous hair.
I love that.
You're welcome.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee, and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
So we're here with Adir Abergel. He's a hairstylist extraordinaire, creative director of Virtue Labs Hair Care. And I just have to list some of the people that he's done hair for. Kristen Stewart, Saoirse Ronan, Jessica Biel, Rooney Mara, Jennifer Garner, Reese Witherspoon, Tina Turner, Shaka Khan. I mean, and a million others. I had to put that in there. Welcome to Fat Mascara. Welcome.
Thank you guys for having me here today.
I'm so excited.
I didn't even mention you almost canceled on us.
I did.
For someone named Miss Annie Hathaway.
Yeah. Ocean's 8.
You?
Ocean's 8. What can I do? It's not even me. I know. I'm so excited for it.
And
are
so,
you going to go see it?
Yeah, of course I am. Okay. So she's here in New York City doing press.
Yeah, it's the premiere tonight.
And you're at the beck and call of all your lovely clients.
Yeah, I mean,
well, I'm glad
they beckon and I call.
I'm glad you made time for us.
Of course.
Jen, I feel like you left off a celebrity, a figure.
Oh, who's that?
Who?
Nancy Reagan?
Oh, yeah. I used to shampoo and pre-blow dry her for this woman called Helen who used to work in the salon. So I would basically prep her and Betsy Bloomingdale.
They came to the salon?
Oh, yeah.
What's Salon?
This was called Salon and Nico. Okay. In Beverly Hills.
Okay, okay. Yeah. Well, a lot of people can't say they've had their hands on both Nancy and Kristen Stewart. So did you start when you were like 12?
I started when I was 15.
Mrs. President. Mrs. President. That was
disrespectful. Mrs. President. Yeah. Mrs. Reagan. I started when I was 15.
Oh, almost 12.
Yeah, almost 12.
Wow, okay.
3 years after 12.
Okay, so you knew where you were going.
I didn't really know where I was going. I knew that I needed a job. I knew that I wanted to make money and not live at home. And so it just kind of like fell on my lap. But what I realized very much later on is that I've always been obsessed with hair since I was very young. When I was about 8 years old, my father brought me all these photos when I was 20. And all of the photos were of hairstyles that I did of all of these women. I have to actually send it to you guys. You guys will be obsessed with it. So it was like all these big hairdos. Obviously, my mom was super eccentric. So I think that's where I fell in love with the expression of hair.
Yeah.
So
you've been doing it a while.
I've been doing it
so
for a long
time. In fact, that I hear you worked on one of my favorite videos of all time. Not TLC? Waterfalls, but TLC. How do you
TLC?
Know?
Well, because hello.
Because I'm of a Best certain video. Age.
No, because it was like amazing. I mean, we grew up to that. No scrubs.
Yeah. Did you work with them a lot when they had that whole video and their moment of?
No. So
just
we,
the video.
Yeah. So just that video, we kind of like did all of the wigs for them for that.
Amazing. Yeah. And who's we? You were?
Me and Arthur John. So I worked for this guy named Arthur John.
He's legend, right?
Yeah. He's incredible. One of the most amazing people. Still a really great friend of mine. And I worked with him from 15 till I was 21.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
And that's when No Scrubs came out.
And that's when No Scrubs came out. That's when Tina Turner was around. That's when Shaka was around. That's when Edie Adams was around doing Julie Christie at that time.
Wow.
He had done like the funeral for Karen Carpenter when she passed away.
Yeah.
So this man, and he created the Leia buns.
Oh, Princess Leia buns?
Yes, exactly. Yeah. So
legend.
He's legend. He's legend and one of the most incredible, incredible visionaries. And I was lucky enough to work with him for 6 years. I convinced him to hire me when I was 15.
That is so cool.
That's cool. Isn't it funny how a hairstyle like Princess Leia, like it is so ingrained in everybody pop culture and it's the hairstylist that did it. Like, don't you love when you've done a look and it's just like... It has a moment.
Yeah, it has a moment. And also, hair is one of the greatest accessories. And I think it's such a beautiful way to kind of express yourself and can really tell a lot about a person, the way that they wear their hair. And so that was just iconic and so different to the time. And yeah, he's amazing.
That's
he's
cool.
amazing. And I'm very blessed to have worked with him for
I
such
think
a
very,
long time.
Yeah, very few people have like a mentor or, you know, like a...
Yeah.
Previous boss like that. It's so legendary. So you definitely work with a lot of, you know, personalities and big, you know, big gigs. What's the like most difficult one you've ever had?
Oh, wow.
How'd you face up to it?
What is the most difficult one I've ever had?
As far as job, not necessarily person.
Yeah. I think a lot of it has to do with, you know, when I have to work with a lot of wigs and not knowing the exact measurement of someone's heads. And so you're prepping all of these things and then you go to put on the wig and then the wig is actually too small for the head and you have to cut the back of the wig and move it forward. And it's like those kind of jobs.
I never thought about that. I thought they were stretchy.
No.
So this is a logistical thing.
Yeah. So it's more logistical. So I would say like those are the jobs that are really hard because you're having to almost prep without knowing what... it's going to end up looking like.
Why don't people give you the information?
Because they don't know their head size. Do you know your head size?
No, but like, let's say, I guess if you're doing a shoot or something, but like if you're doing a movie, I see like they do like a plastic.
But I don't do movies where I'm actually like custom making you the wig and the wig is costing like $6,000. So this is more like I'm going to the store and buying you like a $500 wig that I'm then dyeing and cutting and hoping that somehow it's going to fit you right.
Right.
And so, yeah, so I think when you have, like, a custom wig, yeah, absolutely. You have the measurements. You know, when you're doing SNL, like, you sit down, you do all the measurements. You know the wigs that are going to be put on your head. You have prep time. A lot of my job, there's no prep. The prep is in my brain. And when I get there, it either has to work or not work.
That's so scary.
Very scary.
Yeah, like, I just did Kat Von D's wedding that I showed you guys, and we did these horns. I'd never put it in her head before.
Wait, you have to back up with the horns. It's because our listeners did not get the pleasure of the Kat Von D wedding slideshow.
Okay, great. So basically, we custom made these incredible horns that it was like a whole situation that sat at the crown
of the
head.
Like a red latex sort of
And it's
of
like
twisty.
A red latex, exactly. Like kind of like Maleficent, but...
cooler.
But yeah, but also there, like it's back. More like it antlery.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So it kind of like went back, like more like an antler. And you know, and I got there and I'd never played with it before and I had to cover all of these things that were supporting it.
Oh.
And so it's like those kind of jobs where you have no idea how it's going to work and you have 45 minutes to do this.
This is like structural engineering on someone's head in 45 minutes.
So hair is really, at the end of the day, for me, I really find myself that my medium is sculpture. So I look at hair very much like sculpture and very much like architecture.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That if you don't create the right foundations, everything collapses around it.
Yeah.
So you really do have to think about it very much like a structural engineer of like... if I want this to stay here, what do I have to do in the base to actually make it work?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And that's how I look at hair always.
Yeah. That sounds super challenging, but that's like a technical thing. As far as like relationship challenging, I was thinking about this when I put together your list of clients you've worked on and I maybe skimmed the top of it.
Yes.
I've wondered this always about a top hairstylist, like, who gets priority? Like, what if two people need mm-hmm. you on the same day?
Ooh.
Like, or what if it's the Oscars and two of your clients are up for awards?
Which they do. This happens all the time. I mean, this last Oscars, I had 7 requests.
And so how does one handle that without losing?
You have a wonderful agent that I've had for 20 years. So I've been with the same agents for 20 years who really know my schedule in and out. And I really let them deal with that. That's not part of my business.
But they know the politics and the relationships, and they'll make sure you don't offend anyone.
I think it's, you know, you think about, okay, so this is a moment for Saoirse where she has an incredible movie. And, you know, this is kind of like her year. And I would do that for any of my clients if it was that important
right.
for
and
them.
Right, and I love you, Jennifer Garner, but you're not up for an award this year, so maybe...
Exactly, and she was presenting.
Oh, that's right, she did present.
And so I did do her.
Oh, my bad.
And so she was really incredible. She came and rented a room at the same hotel
that you were doing
as Saoirse. And so then,
classy lady.
Yeah, she's incredible. She was like, wherever you need me to be, I will be. Saoirse is your priority.
So they get
and
it
I
too.
Will, absolutely. All my girls have always, you know, these are 20-year relationships.
Like, yeah.
Jen Garner, since Alias, I've been working with
wow.
her.
Wow.
Yeah.
So it's almost 19 years I've been working with Jen. She's like family to me.
Yeah. yeah.
You know, we grew up together. I've seen her through like 3 homes. I've seen her have her children. I've, you know, mm-hmm. been in her life. Like, mm-hmm. these are real relationships for me.
Yeah. Now, you take a lot of inspiration. I know you do a lot of Hollywood, but you also take a lot of inspiration from the streets.
Absolutely.
Which cities really stick out to you as having the best style?
So
maybe there's one city.
I think when you're talking about that, it's really more walking cities.
Mm.
So think about like Tokyo. You know, for me, the most important thing about humans in general, when I look at them, is individuality and self-expression. And so for me, that is what is inspiring, not what, you know, traditionally is beautiful or what you think is going to be cool. When you know yourself
mm-hmm.
and you know your individuality, that is the thing that becomes the most beautiful about you. And so for me, I would say Japan is really incredible because people are willing to think outside of the box. You know, you go to Harajuku and you see all of these amazing kids with like all of this self-expression. New York City is incredible. Like I just sit down and just watch people and style and your hair, incredible. You know what I mean? It's like
he's talking to Jen.
Yeah, she has she has like this beautiful like streaks in like the middle of her hair that are like
go on.
No, they're really I mean it's so beautiful. It's
but
such,
like people's
it's
quirks and they're like how
yeah,
they look
and
different.
And it's your individuality and that's what makes it exciting for me.
Yeah.
And I will definitely pull inspiration from that. You mm-hmm. know? So
we're gonna see Jennifer Garner with like a little
yeah, so you're gonna see Jennifer Garner. You know, you may see Kristen Stewart with that.
Oh, she could totally rock some.
Yeah. So, you know, so you also have to not homogenize the people that you work with.
In the same sentence as Kristen Stewart.
Yeah, you and Kristen. I could die happy. Yeah, you can really
and
rock.
And now can you say Jess's name and Rooney Mara?
Yeah, and you and Rooney. Absolutely. Me and Rooney. 100%. Me and Rune. Your hair would have to be super tight because Rooney really likes her hair
she
very
slicks
tight.
It back.
She does. She has a lot of hair.
Does she?
A lot.
She tames it well.
Wow.
Yeah, a lot. I mean, it takes a lot to pull that hair into like a tiny little thing.
Yeah, it looks like lacquer sometimes. Yeah. So what looks have inspired you lately from the street?
I would say I've been really inspired by almost these like 90 blunt cuts. So
90s or 90? Like
90s.
Okay.
Yeah, like 1990s.
Yes.
Like very blunt, like non-layered. Almost like these weird lengths where it's almost like Louise Brooks all the way down to like, I don't know.
Madonna on the cover of what was it? That one.
Which one? Bizarre when she was like the Nothing Really Matters look.
Exactly.
That's my favorite Bizarre cover.
Love.
Yeah.
So I'm really obsessed with like no layers, really blunt, natural texture, not overly blow dried, not overly curled, just kind of enhancing whatever you have. And not fighting it.
Mm-hmm. Is there a celebrity now that has that?
I think we kind of did it with Saoirse, where I just went and
She's
I took,
blunt, yeah.
You know, where I went and I took a, what do you call those? Clippers. It's like I just took a clipper and I just cut her hair into like a very thick bob. Where it was like no layers, no movement for the Oscars.
That's not just for Instagram when they do that?
No.
I love watching people trim with clippers just like boom.
No, it's great.
And
it's
what does
really
it just
nice.
Makes it really square?
It just makes it really square.
Yeah.
And doesn't give it like
any of that.
Because
you're not cutting down.
That. Exactly.
Okay, I see.
It just gives it a really cool, blunt, easy vibe. Like it would look incredible on your hair,
well,
actually.
I was about to ask just a selfish question. Like,
yeah.
I have really thick hair, so I stay away from blunt, no layer cuts because it ends up looking like a mushroom or a pyramid. Like I had the pyramid bob in the 90s.
Yes.
It wasn't cute. So like, what is it because I did it wrong?
Yes, I think you styled it wrong probably at the time. I think with the clothes that we're wearing now and the way that we know how to do our hair and kind of tame textures in different ways,
yeah.
I think it would look very, very cool.
Okay.
Very cool.
All right.
Speaking of cool and not knowing how to do it, let's talk about hair accessories.
Yes,
you
please.
You came out with some hair accessories last year.
Yes.
They were so cool. Jess and I struggle with hair accessories because we're
yeah, me too.
Okay,
that's
that
why
makes
I came out
better.
With it. Oh, yeah, that's
you
why I came
like
out with it.
You feel like a fourth grader sometimes.
That's
how do you do
the
it?
Issue.
Okay, so what do?
You have to have pieces that feel like it's almost jewelry in your hair. So it has to be quality. It can't be cheaply made. It can't be too bedazzled. It has to feel like there's some kind of a rock and roll, interesting vibe to it. So when I created this line, you know, I called my friend Sarah from Lillette, New York, who, you know, had created this beautiful line. And when she first started it, I really helped her putting it on a bunch of people and helped her build her own business that way. And I had just come from, you know, trying to start a business. It didn't really go well. You know, I had a problem with like some of my investors and I had a lot of frustration in expressing my creativity at that point. And so I wanted to do something that was strictly creative that I can do, that I can express myself. And it was going to be a hair accessory line. So I called Sarah and I said, this is what I would love to do. Can we do this together? And she was like, absolutely. So I started sketching all of these beautiful visuals. I pulled
a lot
of sculpture like
sculpture that you love too.
Exactly.
Huh?
And I pulled a lot of like inspiration from Calder
mm-hmm.
that, you know, did such beautiful like sculptures. I started looking at a lot of like Frank Gehry architecture and started thinking of like, how would that actually work in the hair? Would someone like my Jen Gardner, someone like my Rooney Mara, someone like my Kristen Stewart, would it work in all of their mm-hmm. hair? And how would that work? And so that's kind of where it all started. And I knew that I wanted to work with metals
mm-hmm.
and to have it feel like it had like the right weight, like it had the right finishes.
Like jewelry.
Like jewelry.
You have amazing jewelry. We have to take a pic for our blog.
Yeah, thank you.
Our Instagram.
Yeah, I love it.
So all those earrings, just real quick, like are those things you've collected?
No, so this is like something that I custom made.
Oh,
you know, so like, yeah, so I like made it on my own and then molded it and
he's showing
put 24.
Us a really
oh, you don't have gauges, like, but it looked like
yeah.
it was a thing.
No,
for
so
gauges.
No gauges. Yeah. So, and cool. then like this one is an old Indian piece of jewelry. This I found when I was in Israel. They found it in the old city when they dug up like this grave site. They found all of these beautiful old pieces that are like
are they
over
cast
a thousand
from that?
Year
are those
old.
The actual thousand year old?
No, those
year
are
old.
The actual
Whoa.
Thousand year old ones.
He's showing
this
us he has lots of gold hoops, guys.
This is like
a ton.
This amazing, beautiful, like Victorian.
You have antiquities
horn.
Hanging from your ears.
Yeah, this is like a beautiful horn and gold wrap. These are like literally like, I think like 2,000 year old earrings.
Oh my
Amazing.
God.
Yeah.
You're a walking
so,
museum piece.
Yeah, so I just like collect a bunch of pieces. And then this is like jewelry that, you know,
bracelets.
My husband
This
gets
is very
me.
Israeli, by the way.
It is. It's very like Moroccan Israeli, like yeah. old woman. Like
no,
I'm very
my dad
Tel Aviv.
Wears, like, a
yeah, I'm like a Tel
like
Aviv
that.
Woman. It's awesome. but like, you know, but like really this is like a beautiful 1940s Boucheron, and this is like
it all works together.
Wow. A Cartier, like from the 40s. So yeah, it's like it
how
all works
the Cartier?
Together.
This old thing,
of
yeah.
course. You just
I mean,
smash
thank
it
God,
all
my
up.
Husband is really good. He knows. He knows.
Good taste.
It's like one piece, like every couple of years.
Yeah, you are like the king of jewelry. Where can listeners buy your hair accessories?
LeletteNY.com. LeletteNY.com.
Okay.
And you alluded to sort to creative frustrations with business, which mm-hmm. I feel like all hairstylists, they get approached a million times, start their own line, work with another line. But now you're working with Virtue. How did that come about and why did you decide like, okay, fine, finally, this is someone I can work with?
Yeah. So, you know, I have been that person where a lot of people have come to me and said, you know, will you please come in? Will you represent our line? Will you talk about it? Will you endorse it? My publicist, Beth Klein, who I've been with for a very long time, will tell you, I'm someone, if I don't believe in something, I'm not just going to lend my name to it. Right. I have probably lent my name only to like 3 or 4 projects ever in my entire career. And that was with Frederick Fekkai
yeah.
when I worked with him for almost 9 years. And then after that, it was with Dyson.
Good products.
Then it was my own and Lalette
mm-hmm.
and now Virtue. And what's interesting about Virtue is Melissa Chabon, who is the CEO and founder of the company, used to run Fekkai. And
oh, wow.
so I knew her from back in the day.
I see.
And so she called me up after they had found the protein and molecule that, you know, was founded by this guy named Luc Burnett, who was dealing with like traumatic wound healing. And he found a way to extract human keratin from real hair. Now, I want you to understand, when we're talking about protein and keratin in general, they're all fragmented out there on the market. So they're all made from hooves, beaks, or feathers. They're all Oof. Animal byproducts.
So most things that say keratin are animal byproducts.
All.
All. Okay, sorry.
All, other than Virtue. Virtue is the first ever to come from human hair. So we are building the building blocks in your hair from hair.
Mm-hmm.
So it knows it as your own.
It
so,
also is probably a lot better for the people. Like, it's hair that you don't need. It's not
I
like
mean,
an
it's
animal's
better for the people.
Or,
it's also, you know, you're not, it's, you know, when
you don't
you're talking
to,
about animal
don't
rights.
To, no humans were killed.
Yeah, yeah, no humans were killed for this. It's the same hair that the extensions are taken
yeah,
from.
Yeah, of course.
It's incredible. So it's really beautiful. So just to backtrack a little bit, my husband is a Harvard scientist.
Mm-hmm.
He works in inflammation and regeneration. And so when Melissa called me and told me about this technology, I immediately put my husband to work.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, now can you look at all the patents? Can you look at all of the research? Can you let me know, like,
is this
for real?
Yeah.
Is this legit? He looked at it, and all of the papers were incredible. All of the technology was incredible. And I called Melissa, and I said, okay, now send me the product.
Yeah,
and
let me
see if this actually works. My assistant had just bleached her hair, and I'm not kidding you. We used the shampoo and conditioner on her hair, and through the first use, her hair was almost as if it went back to virgin state.
Wow.
It was soft, supple, like gave it the shine, gave it the flexibility. And I called Melissa, and I was like, baby, like I am in 1,000%. Count me in. What do I have to do? But if I'm doing this, I want a much bigger role where I can come in and do all of the product development with
and make
you
sure
guys.
The packaging is chic and like smells good.
All of it. Because the hair industry has been so incredibly stagnant. Yeah. It's all the same ingredients, just repackaged. And so I wanted to make sure that if I'm going to be representing and speaking to women out there, that I give them something that actually makes a change.
Yeah.
So I'm sure lots of our listeners right now are like already online, like filling their carts with Virtue or looking it up. What, I mean,
and
this is
should.
Very compelling. This is very compelling stuff. What if it is a premium line? What is the, like, the must-have Virtue product? You said you washed your friend's hair with, like, shampoo and conditioner. But is there, like, are those them or something else?
For me, yes. Because every other shampoo and conditioner really cleanses your hair and then coats your hair.
Yeah.
Ours is very different. Ours, because the protein is in all of our products, it almost is self-regulating. So the protein goes in to any of your broken bonds in your hair. Mm. And fills it in exactly at the right size. And the wash away is not like any other shampoos and conditioner. You actually get the repair happening while you're shampooing and conditioning. And I can tell you for a fact, that doesn't happen with any other line that I have used.
Our guest last week said, if someone tells you to leave a conditioner on longer than like 2 minutes, it's BS because it should be able to do what it's doing right away. Agree or disagree?
Well, I agree. I agree with that in the sense that, you know, a lot of conditioners in general, you don't need a lot because they end up coating.
Yeah.
Well, they end up coating.
Mm-hmm.
This is different technology. So I don't want you to think about this product as a coating product.
Okay.
This is going in and filling any of your broken pieces in your hair. And let me tell you, if you are combing your hair, if you are drying it with a towel, if you are using heat, if you are coloring, there is broken. Like, mm-hmm. there is broken parts to your hair that needs repair.
This is a scary story.
So this is where you start. This is where you start.
Wow.
Yeah.
So
I mean, obviously, I'm very passionate about this. This is not something that I talk about without passion.
No, they found the right guy. I feel it. I'm Virtue for life.
Yes, Virtue for life, really. And also what we stand for, the word Virtue.
One of the beauty editors that we work with has one drawer, and it's where she like hoards all of her products that she mm-hmm. likes. And she was like, my hair, because I was like, what? Like, I want to know your system, because I'm trying to figure out like a good organizing system. She's like, she goes, my hair, she's like, only Virtue. And she had all stacked up Virtue products. So this is real.
It is. And I'll tell you, people who have other contracts who can't talk about it are my biggest promoters.
That's
like
funny.
I ran into I'm not gonna mention who, but like last night, like a huge hair colorist and who has like huge contracts, and she was just like a deer. I swear to God, it has changed my client's hair.
That's good.
Wow.
Can I ask you about, keratin's a protein, right?
Yes.
So I've heard from some hairstylists and chemists over the mm-hmm. years that too much protein is a bad thing. And
yes.
it like makes your hair stringy. And I found that too, with some of those like Queen Helene protein mask back in the day.
So the problem
What's the problem?
So because protein on the market is all fragmented.
Okay.
It's not a whole protein.
Okay.
Ours is very, very different.
So what does
don't
that
think
do then? That is coating it.
So
or?
It is, and it's making it more brittle.
Yeah.
It's making it drier
texture,
feeling.
Right?
Exactly. It gets a different texture. So don't think of our protein like any other protein.
Okay.
Our protein is self-regulating. It goes in mm-hmm. where it needs it, and the rest of it just kind of washes
like even
away.
Even if you have color or whatever.
It's like smart protein.
It's smart protein. Because it's a whole protein. It's not fragmented.
Gotcha.
And so you have to think about it very, very differently.
Is fragmented cheaper? Like, why wouldn't all these other places use
Because
whole
they
protein?
Don't have the technology.
They just don't extract it.
They just don't have the technology. We were very blessed to get this technology that came from wound healing to save soldiers out in the battlefield. This is like a gift. It's the same, you know, when you think about like Propecia that grows back hair, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It didn't come from that. Nobody would have spent those kinds of millions of dollars
on a vanity project, literally.
Exactly, to grow men's hair.
Yeah.
Like, it came because it was for prostate cancer. And so millions of dollars went for that research. So it's the same. Millions of dollars went into research to save these soldiers. that now we were blessed enough to get this technology.
It's like the Latisse with the, it was for glaucoma.
Exactly. So
while we're here and it's working.
Subsequently, like we are blessed enough as a brand to be able to represent this technology.
You talked a lot about sculpture and a lot about the products you use. Yes. I wonder if we got in your kit, what would be in there that isn't a hair product? Like, what are some of the things that, like, you rely on that people might be surprised about?
So there is this great kind of, like, kinky, disgusting hair that you would never put on your hair that I use that's basically the geishas use. And so it's basically, it comes in like a pack. It's all this compacted, like short hair that
like real
looks,
hair.
Yeah. Well,
like
yeah, it's
woolly.
It's like sheep woolly, exactly hair. And I use that a lot for updos.
Oh, like as a, like a, as like a filler, sock bun?
As a filler. Exactly. As
like
a
so you put
bun.
The hair around it.
Exactly. So when you think about like Victorian times, when you saw all of those amazing updos, the way that they would do that is they would collect all their hair from brushing their hair.
Oh my
and
God,
so they would collect all the hair. Exactly.
Sick.
So you would keep that and you would then make it into a big ball.
No, thank you.
But you know what? If you're looking for a structural updo, how else are you going to do it? Are you going to backcomb your hair that big?
Well, now, isn't there that little funny bun thing that they sell?
There is,
the
but
donut
it's not
bun
the same.
Oh, my
it's
God.
It's not as moldable.
That's, like, so prom at Philly. Like, it looks like a big donut.
So how awesome is that? So, basically, guys, don't throw away your brushed out hair.
Ew!
No. I'm not saying that. I'm saying you can actually buy this geisha hair.
That's really cool.
Yes.
So what, okay, thanks for the hot tip.
Yes.
But is there one other thing? Like, what do you wish, like, all real non-celebrity women, like, you know, people who do not have access to you and, like, your group.
Yes.
What do you wish they would be doing to their hair and not doing so that it looks better?
Because
you're doing a lot of street labs. Walking.
Com. That is the start. So really, always start with healthy hair. Truly, I really believe that. If you start with the right foundation, then you can kind of go anywhere.
But does it matter, like, the cold water, hot water, put on a filter?
I sleep with my hair wet. Is that bad?
I mean, is it bad? No. But, like, you know, you're probably going to get, like, a little bit more breakage because your hair is more vulnerable when it's wet.
Yeah.
But I get it, babe. You live in New York City. You don't have time to wash your hair in the morning and then have it be dry and to blow dry it in the morning.
Oh,
so I get it.
I don't have any time.
I get it, boo. I get it. We're all busy.
It is
busy.
What it is. It
We're
is
all
what
busy.
It is.
I'm a busy woman too. I totally get it. No, I would say make sure that you take time for yourself. We all deserve to take time for ourselves and to love ourselves a little bit. We are all incredibly busy, but how do we stop and actually know that we have worth to actually take care of ourselves? So it's not even for vanity. Mm-hmm. It's really to know that we're taking care of ourselves and taking care of your hair and taking care of your skin and taking care of your body. And all of these things are things that are incredibly important in this lifetime because we're given this body once and we have to take care of it. And we have to feel that we're beautiful, not for other people, but for ourselves. Oh, and that takes self-care.
Mm-hmm. This has been Fat Mascara. Thank you for listening.
This was so yeah, that was so good.
It's time to raise a wand.
What you got?
Okay, so I'm in a having brow moment. Brow brushes. I was saying this to someone last night. The spoolie is like the Swiffer of your makeup bag. They're disgusting. It just attracts white dust out of the air. It's covered with stuff. Every time I get a spoolie, a day later, it's gross.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm almost like a throwaway spoolie person until I found Sephora Collection Pro Grooming Brow Brush number 39. So this is what I'm taming my brows with, but look at it. It's not a spoolie. I like a spoolie.
It's like a thin toothbrush.
It looks like a toothbrush, but skinny.
Yeah.
It's like a spoolie can get in there and like blend the color down to the skin. This can also do that. And for some reason, I don't know what those spoolies are made of, like a wiry bristle. This is like a softer but still stiff bristle that is like great for brows. I just noticed it's on sale for $11, which is lovely because you get the sale price, but that might also mean it's on its way out.
So
I don't know. Check out Sephora now.
Okay, this is so weird. Sometimes I think you and I are like cosmically connected because mine's a brow product
too. No, we just did candles both last week.
I know. This is super weird. Okay, I swear
swear to God, guys, we did not plan this. Mine is for a brow gel. So I like brow products, but I don't use them every day. There is one product I use every day, and that is the Mary Kay Brow Gel. We've talked about it before in conversation, but there are certain products that stick with me all the time, like that are my go-tos.
I have three tubes of it. I kid you not.
It's so good. So it's $10. It's clear. It's short. It's kind of like a short, chubby, looks like a short, chubby spoolie and like clear liquid. And I put, like, it comes like a little like mascara looking kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I just wipe it through my brow. One, two, done. Like, you know, one swipe.
Doesn't flake.
If you do put too much on, one time I got a little happy. I was like, oh, I'm really going to seal them in. I felt like that was not the greatest move for me.
No, it gets a little stiff. But that's like user error in that case.
Yes. It just, exactly. Just one, two, bam. Really keeps them in place. And especially like if I don't want to like fill in my brows that day.
It still looks
groomed.
You do look groomed.
Thank you.
Polished.
I have long brow hair, so got to keep those bad boys in check.
Cool. Good product.
Thank you so much for listening. We're growing because of people like you telling your friends and fam and all that. But if you really want to help us out, which would be amazing, please go over to iTunes and write us a little review or just throw us some stars.
5, please.
That would be incredible.
And if you want to know where to find any of the people or places or things we talked about, go to fatmascara.com and check out our blog. You can follow us on all the social channels at fatmascara or email us at info@fatmascara.com.
We'll even read your letters on the air.
So profesh.
So profesh.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real, frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.